What's up, everybody? Dear Albie. Jules.
Hey, guys.
Chels. This is nice. Now, before we actually got started, Jules told me this can't be true. You said you've never done an episode with Chelsea before?
No. Chelsea's been in the room, but we haven't, like, sat together and talked.
You guys haven't had mics?
No.
In front of you. That's pretty wild.
I know.
I don't know if I know that's true. I feel like it's not. It you would is. Know better. You really would.
We did make the Mount Rushmore picture together because Jules was the sun.
Oh.
So maybe you're thinking that because we really haven't been on any together where we've actually gotten to talk.
Yeah.
And
wow. Shocking. Dang. Well, hey, this is, you know, it's a new day. It's a new day. So much going on. In the world and with the community. Thank you guys for, you know, we've got a lot of really great feedback on the show lately. There's a number of things we're going to be doing and putting in place, some very exciting announcements that we're going to be making very, very soon regarding the show. Just lots of good things happening, but I wanted to just kind of get in the swing of it here right away. Be a little bit of a quick one. But had a couple of chimes that we wanted to get to first.
Yes.
And I have really just, you know, it's great when we share things with each other, you know, like the story that I had, and then we had the litter box story that immediately came after. One of the really great things about the community is we take things and it's like a little bit of a hurricane. Well, this has now become like kind of like the pee and poop hurricane, and I just so badly wanted to stop. I've got nothing but DMs on people, some of them even with pictures.
You know,
really, really, really nasty stuff, huh?
Pictures of like,
just like not necessarily what they're leaving, let's say, in a car or right?
Crime scene.
But like the area of which they pulled something off. And it's really just starting to get to me. So whatever our next thing is, I want to just find it. Maybe it's today. Who knows? But we had a number of chimes. Apparently, the litter box thing is a go-to move for some people. This came in and it said, hey, Albie, quick chime. My mom peed in the litter box, and at the time, I had an old 1996 Jeep, so the seats are a little higher, and the floor and seats were more narrow than cars today. She had one leg on the floor and one knee bent on the seat. We were moving a little, so she stabilized herself that way, and the litter box between her legs rested on the seat. She can't remember why that she has that tattoo across her ass. I imagine she probably partied a little too much that night. Although I've never known her to drink or anything, I guess that tattoo is a lesson learned. So this is from the young lady who wrote in on the litter box. I had other people writing in on litter box stuff, so I can't confirm it's a thing. But a 96 Jeep, to give you guys a little bit more context into that whole thing, which is impressive.
And the tattoo was not planned. She thinks that was a night out partying, which, hey, that happens to a lot of people.
I mean,
just would love to know why Peacock.
An ass peacock would really be something. That would be a rough one to have to explain.
I wonder if that was the first time she saw it. But I feel like it's kind of juicy there, so it wouldn't hurt as much, you know?
I feel like you'd be okay.
Yeah.
Like you've got, you know, I have the tattoo on my ribs and the tattoo on my forearm.
That hurt probably so bad.
The ribs really hurt.
Yeah, they say the rib hurts.
It vibrates the bones.
Ooh. What about a wrist? That one hurts too. It's because that's the thinnest part of the skin.
They say
right?
Anything on your bone, really, anything that you're getting towards the bone is where it hurts.
Ah.
But yeah, no, I think if you're going on the fleshy part of the butt.
I feel like, yeah, it wouldn't hurt too bad. It's probably comfortable to lay too. Sometimes the position of getting a tattoo when you're getting it from the artist, I feel like you're almost uncomfortable because you have to sit on your side the whole time, or you have to. This one, you just lay on your stomach and probably fall asleep, and it's done.
Like, I don't want to see, and again, I don't know from experience, though. I don't want to see a picture of it. But do you think she walked into the tattoo parlor?
Send Albie some butt pics.
And she's saying like she can't remember. Her mom's saying she can't remember why she has the tattoo across her ass. If she can't remember why,
then it probably didn't hurt that bad.
Well, it's either a lie. Or she had to wake up with a peacock on her ass. She had to wake up like that. Somebody would have had to explain it to her. Because, you know, that's not one of the things that you don't, like, you don't forget that. Like, I remember why I got a tattoo of something.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
And then in that case, too, if you don't remember, that means it didn't mean anything to you. So you walked into a tattoo parlor, saw a drawing of a peacock, and said,
how tiny? If it's tiny, too, then, you know, it could have been a quick one. Maybe she doesn't remember because she was a little tipsy or something. But if it's a big one, I feel like you definitely definitely know where that came from.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go into. I don't like. I said I don't want a picture.
You just got a free tattoo. But on your
if
butt.
It's yeah, right. Like, is it you know what kind of a peacock are we talking now? Is this like is it more animated? Does it have a bit of a personality? Does it have like you know, or is it like the NBC thing where it's like a little bit more logo-esque?
True. Yeah. Wow. A lot of good questions. Just send us a picture of your butt. Just kidding.
Because then you had to go there. That had to be a stock peacock image.
Yeah, but there's so many different types of tattoos. American traditional, maybe, you know.
Yeah, but so, yeah. Like, that's my point. How many peacocks could have possibly been?
Is it a colored-in peacock because color hurts more?
Yeah. Is it, like, a headdress-looking thing where it's really, like just super, super intricate? My gut feeling is it's probably not. It's probably just standard stenciled peacock.
I don't know.
Do we have to see it?
I don't want it.
I don't want a picture of that. I want a picture of the peacock. Like, is it a stock peacock? Can
if
she look it up?
It's not close to the butt crack.
No, let me be clear.
We can have a picture of it.
I don't want an actual photo. I do not. Let me be very clear. Okay. I don't want a photo. But if it's stock, can you draw it? Can you just give us, like, can you point us in the direction of the
right.
cock?
You're right.
Of the peacock. I'm just saying.
I give people credit, though. They get butt tattoos. Like, they got confidence.
Yeah, they I mean, do. you see that when you're in a bikini. That's uh-huh. I mean, but, you know, not everybody's always rocking a bikini 24/7. So if you live in an environment that you're not really at the beach and stuff, I mean, only your significant other is probably going to see it.
Who knows? Anyway.
It's got very, very PG-13.
Moving on. We had a lot of people reach out on the multi-level marketing front as well. Another quick chime that we had.
Yes.
That appeared to touch a nerve.
Yeah. The second chime?
Yeah. So real quick, this came in from our friend Kathy. Hey, Albie, tip for those ladies who can't stand being approached by their MLM friends. Coming from someone who used to sell for an MLM company, many of these reps are trained to keep trying until you get a flat out no. That is in caps, by the way. So maybe later, not right now, or any kind of answer that is not a flat out no, I'm not interested and won't be interested in the future is basically an invitation to keep being approached. Hope this helps. Love the show, especially when your mom is on. Thanks, Kathy, who I suppose we have disappointed in this episode. Sorry, Kathy. We'll have mom back soon. Yeah, you just gotta say no. Because that is one thing I definitely have been able to notice, that people that work for some of these like multi-tiered companies, like they're really big on the let me tell you how I can help you, and like we'll just kind of keep firing until you have to really
stop them.
You gotta like you know it's like a you gotta squirt them with the you know
you don't have any friends that are involved in that stuff. I've had so many friends that have come to me and I'm like, listen, I love you, you're my friend, but I can't get involved with that type of stuff. It's all you know, it's all just sucker in the next person in. I hate to say it, but some people do really, really well with it. I do know people that have done really well in that type of business. So,
yeah, you just have to be good at it, you know? And I was actually recently asked, this is actually funny that this it's coming up, because I was asked last week by somebody I went to high school with, very sweet person. And I didn't want to say no. It was a cool brand. It was, but I just couldn't see myself selling it.
Yeah,
you know, and you have to
and you have
to
love the product too.
Exactly. Yeah,
a lot of these products people don't even love. I have friends that are like, yeah, I don't really love the products, but you know, I do it. And I'm like, well, if you don't love it, how can you support it? People probably come to you too because you have beautiful hair, and a lot of these products are like, it's promoting hair care and things like that, so you already have the thing that would be the selling point. So that's probably why people have come to you for
it. It's just a big love fest here. I'm sure it won't be the last time to have you guys.
Too.
Thank you so much. It's about me. It's about me, guys. Got to remember. All right, so let's just get right back into it. So we had a couple of chimes. Now let's get into the real thing.
Yeah, this is a good question.
You
like
this one.
Yes,
Jules gets excited. So this is obviously my first time reading it. You guys know the rules. It's from our friend Stephanie. Dear Albie, hope you and everyone are staying safe out there during COVID. This is a stressful time, and I always listen to your podcast as a way of relaxing or just for a good laugh. I am 25 and have been teaching 6th and 7th grade English for the past year. I really love what I do and feel deeply passionate about my career. But aside from this, I have another passion. I used to study fashion merchandise before I changed majors, and that love hasn't ever fully gone away. I have my own blog and Instagram dedicated to fashion and have started to see an increase in my number of readers and followers. I can see my potential and always wonder if I should go full force into my other dream career or if I should focus only on teaching. My biggest fear is that students will come across my account and that I could be potentially fired. I've always been told that your private life should stay private as a teacher, but it is difficult to keep my accounts private when I would like to gain a following in fashion. I feel so conflicted as I love both careers, but don't know what I should do. Please help. Sincerely, Steph. It is a good question.
It is. I think that if you're not posting anything scandalous, if you're not cursing, I don't see an issue with her having a separate account. I know a lot of people have one, you know, like they make it work. So you shouldn't not do it because you're afraid, you know, like I think that people will, they know who you are. If you're a good person, they're going to see that. I'm just curious to know like what her worries are, like what parents would say and what students would say.
Yeah, what's the theme of this fashion blog? Mm-hmm. Because most, you know, most fashion these days is appropriate. Everything's fine with the way they're posting. I also think, too, like, also as a teacher who has other hobbies that are creative and stuff, I think it's the perfect opportunity to go forward with both of them. You have teaching, which, for me at least, it's a perfect schedule. I have 8 to 3 during the weekdays. And then in the afternoons, I have time to do my activities. I have time to, you know, pursue other things that I really love, whether it's a hobby, a blog. And I think that's why, you know, teaching just makes that so much easier because you do have holidays, you have such a schedule that's different than a 9 to 5.
But do they make you sign something that you can't have these things?
No. I mean, I'm not sure about other places. The place I work, it's, you know, they hire you.
Right. Well, because I do have like people that I know that are in that world that some worry about, like, because of the town you're in, maybe it's a little bit more political, or maybe it's more like people will say something. Here's my view, right? If you're not putting anything out there that's going to embarrass you, okay, and you're just a lover of fashion and all of that other stuff, then it should be pretty easy to do both. I mean, now there's a number of different kind of questions within the question. The first one, that first piece kind of answers the anxiety portion of it. Like, if you're not, if you're just doing this because you love fashion, right, and you're not putting anything out there that is like you said, quote unquote, scandalous or somebody would view as inappropriate,
suggestive,
or whatever, right? Because it's just a fashion blog, right? So I can't imagine that happening.
Teachers have to be neutral, so I think in a lot of forms, you know, when you're teaching your kids and stuff. So maybe she's worried about, you know, coming off a certain way, either politically, like you just said, but if it's not anything that's wouldn't be afraid for your kids to see, then I don't see why it's an issue.
Yeah, if you're not giving them something to run with, you know, then I wouldn't worry. That's first, okay? Number two, for you to say that, you know, you can see your potential should you go full force, what's really great, I think, about the teaching job is it really does allow for an easier accommodation, I think, of like certain side hustles and stuff, because the timing is pretty consistent. You know, you have the summers off. These are all things that you can use to get stuff off the ground. And if you're really that concerned, maybe you have other people come in and shoot for you. So maybe you're not necessarily the face of it, you know, and you don't have to like live a quote unquote double life. But I would say get it going, you know. Do your thing, get it out there, see if it's something that you could actually make some money with, you know, and if you see you're on like a trajectory where this thing can actually go crazy, well then, yeah, at that point, like when it's solid, you move on to the next thing. When it's solid, you know, you don't want to be playing a guessing game and give up on a really great career that you worked hard for and you also say that you love, you know. You know, everything doesn't have to be a chance. Like you're always taking chances, but it doesn't have to be like a super crazy risk tied to everything, you know?
There's also, too, nothing wrong with feeling secure in a job. You have a job that I'm sure, you know, you can get insurance from being a teacher and stuff like that. So that type of thing is nice to have when you are pursuing a dream that you feel like could, you know, not necessarily go great or will go great and you'll flourish in it. So it's always good to have something that you can fall back on, like teaching, that you know you're good at, you know you love. And if like Al just said, if the fashion thing goes well, then you take that and run with it too. I don't think there needs to be separate paths. This is a perfect opportunity for you to flourish in both aspects.
Definitely. And she's young.
Yeah, young. 25?
25, yeah. I say go for it because you're going to kick yourself.
Jump on the phone. Hey, you guys had some fun. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, I say go for it because you're going to kick yourself if you don't. You know, you're 25. You have a lot more years left. Long time to figure things out. So I would go for it. And as long, like we said, as long as you're not cursing and being scandalous, I don't see an issue. I have a story, though.
Oh, juicy.
In middle school, there was a teacher. I won't say what type of teacher, because just in case somebody from my town listens. She would post on her social media. I don't know if it was private. This was back in middle school, so it's like 2012. Her Facebook profile picture was like her half naked on the beach, like, yeah, super like sexy, the poses and stuff. And wanna know how we found out? Because the boys in my grade, or the grade above, they looked her up.
Yeah,
screenshot. It was sent all around the school. The parents found out. So when you're doing stuff like that, where you know, someone's gonna find it, you know, then you're kind of asking for it.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong, I think, as a teacher, like, I go in the pool. I have a bikini. I wear a bikini. But I'm not sitting there flaunting it all over social media, because there's just, you know, there's really no need to do that. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful, because there are kids these days, especially, they're so good with social media. They will find anything. And the parents, too. You know, the parents are worried about who's in their school system. There's a lot more younger teachers these days. So there's a lot more, you know, there's a lot more conflict when it comes to, you know, posting things. You got to be careful. And this girl probably knows that, you know, she's, but I think as long as you keep it, you know, it doesn't even need to, you know, there's a way to be, I feel like there's a way to be sexy, but classy. You don't have to. So if your fashion is a little more, you know, sexy, going with the trends that are going on these days, there's a way to keep that classy. And there's a way to portray that in a way that's, you know, fashionable and
definitely
not in a sleazy way.
I definitely agree. I have two Instagrams.
I have like four.
Yeah.
I have a food blog. I have, you know, a photography page. I think everybody these days has a little more than just their personal page. And my kids don't really use social media, but I know a lot of teachers that they don't want to friend their, I remember friends. I had awesome teachers that were in high school and they were like, sorry, we can't friend you. Like, you know, they were a little younger. They were cool, but it's just, you know, it's not appropriate to be friends. Kids. I don't know what she said, 6 to 7 year olds or 6 to 7th grade?
7th grade.
See, those kids are like prime time, like getting on social media, little Instagrams and stuff.
So that's weird because I went through, and I'm back, by the way. I hope everybody, like, it's nice to see the show.
We didn't even
still
know
going.
You left.
No? Really? What did you guys talk about?
Just continuing this conversation.
Yeah. Having more than one Instagram. A lot of people have it. I have it. I created one that my public account, because when I started off in internships, my one internship, they said that Instagram is going to be a huge networking platform for you. So definitely take advantage of it. So I'm like, all right, well, I don't post like, you know, scandalous photos on my private account, but I just didn't want like people from Elle magazine, because that's where I was like looking at the meeting people from and all these different fashion brands. I'm like, I don't want them looking at my Instagram and being like, oh, she was out at like Atlantic City for her friend's 21st birthday dancing on a table. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm glad I made it 4 years ago. I'm gonna make a public account. And that's how I'll use my networking. And then I have a private one. So I think a lot of people, you can do it.
Well, see, I think a lot of people now, too, you know, it's weird because it does just say so much about our lives, like what you put out on social. So weirdly, I think your job and everything has kind of a right to see how people are handling themselves. At the same time, you know, it shouldn't dictate your entire life either. Like, it's really, really strange how it all works, because you do kind of want people that, you know, if they're working for you, not that you're working all the time, but like if they've got like views that don't necessarily you know, coincide with how you want your company to be seen. You know, even though that's in their personal life, yeah, you want to see that. But at the same time, like, you know, I can understand how somebody could be stressed out. Like, if you're just in a teaching role and you're trying to do the right thing and, you know, you want to be a good role model for kids and everything, but also at the same time, you know, you want to live your life and not be judged by every little thing. Like, what's weird is we came up, you know, in reality TV on a job where your personal life was kind of your job and everybody chiming in on it constantly was a thing. So I'm very much accustomed to that just being part of your day-to-day existence. So I'm not really worried. I'm not worried about it ever, but like, it was weird. It was just, it's just very, I'm just very used to like everybody saying something about your posts. So the idea that somebody is worried about it, it's easier for me to immediately be like, oh, whatever, who cares? Like, let them do what they want.
Yeah, but you're kind of turning more towards the times now where you're like, I kind of want to be more reserved. I don't want everybody to see into my life, because you had that for so long, you know?
Well, I think too, like, people, I think, will look at it the way you handled yourself on social. I do think, you know, right now in general, I think we've all been going through so much stuff, you know, between just the issues that are going on and occurring day to day. It always seems like there's obviously something. It almost feels like there's something new constantly, and the pressures that we're all feeling, whether it's through economic stuff from COVID or health stuff from COVID, or just kind of being worried or seeing how everything's going on, just, you know, with all the movements that are happening simultaneously in the country, I think it's very, very easy to go on social media and use it as, like, you know, just kind of you're absorbing culture and news. And I think when you see people, when there are times where people are stressed out, okay, specifically, I made this decision back in March when COVID started happening, and you're constantly just saying, look how great my life is, because that's how people use social media a lot of the time, I feel like you're just tone deaf.
Yeah, it's a, like, highlight reel.
Yeah, and you're very, I feel like you get selfish. Now, I think, you know, people are, you know, wanting to post and all of that stuff is fine too, but the way I looked at it was, I just felt like for right now, for the people that are using social media to react to world circumstances, just don't clutter the air, don't say anything, and just kind of let it go. Now, you know, I'll get a little bit more out of that as time goes on, but it's just kind of how I felt, you know?
No, I agree with it.
And yeah, so, you know, but it just really has changed everything so much. So I think, you know, for our girl with the fashion blog, I think you do it. And I think, have a good time, be yourself, you know, but obviously, like with anything, just always think about how you're handling yourself and like what the consequences are or would be. And if you feel like those consequences are unfair, then, you know, you bring it up, you address it then. But if you're not doing anything that you feel like would create an awkward conversation, you're not doing anything wrong, you know? So I would say do it. And you don't have to jump away from your career either. Like, we talk about
That's
it all the
what
time,
I said.
You know,
no need to fork the road. You can take on both things. Yeah. Be Superwoman.
No need to fork the road. Teachers are real people. They have lives too outside of the classroom.
It's allowed.
I just want to mention something. We have an ad request from one of our community members. Her Instagram is Salima Charney. I hope I said that right. She was one of the nurses in the Community Heroes post. And she reached out to us. She's asking if we could promote her coworker's daughter's Instagram account where she makes bracelets. Her name is Tegan. She has an immunodisease, and her mom stopped working weeks ago because she was afraid of bringing COVID home to her daughter.
Oh, so wow.
Tegan started this Instagram. It's called @sun_kissedbracelets. Really cute bracelets, and it's adorable. She reached out to us, so I'm going to post it on the Instagram. But yeah, community hero reaching out. We got to help her out.
That's
too
awesome. Are they children's bracelets? Or are they adult bracelets?
I think she does both. I think
we
she
should
does
get Marky
both.
One.
We should. Oh, that's a good idea. That is a good idea.
Marky was mad you didn't bring her a donut.
I know. She looked at me and she goes,
he started calling bagels donuts.
Well,
so
she
now
started.
She's convinced that bagels are donuts.
Right.
Oh, so whenever he doesn't bring her a bagel, she's like, where's my donut?
Yeah. So she looked at me and she goes, where's my donut? I said, you didn't tell me you wanted a donut. She goes, go buy me one. I was like, okay, Margie. Very pushy. But no, that's a very, very awesome. Yeah, definitely post that. And thank you guys for reaching out and for all you guys, what you do. But hey, much love to the community. Like I said, little short, little bite today. Little quick one.
Got a lot going on.
We got tons going on. Yeah. Tons. We love you all. DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yes. And also hit up DearAlbie.com. That is up.
Yes.
That was another thing. We did launch a site. We were going to make that a much bigger deal than we obviously ended up doing. But check that out. You can actually submit questions through DearAlbie.com. But DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com is still the way to go.
That's
also. But yeah, hit you guys later. Love you all.
Bye.